Hillary Clinton, Trump wielding horrifying use of power against our own citizens. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2020. Hillary Clinton expressed horror following President Trump's firm stand against lawless rioters on Monday in his subsequent decision to walk to St. John's Episcopal Church, which was damaged during Sunday night's riots. Tonight, the President of the United States used the American military to shoot peaceful protesters with rubber bullets and tear gassed them. For a photo op, Clinton said of the reports of authorities clearing out protesters from the area around Lafayette Park prior to both the city's 7 p.m. curfew and Trump's walk to the historic place of worship. "This is a horrifying use of presidential power against our own citizens and has no place anywhere, let alone in America." Vote, Clinton, who recently changed her Twitter profile picture to an image of herself donning a black mask with the word "vote" written on the front, added. Several progressive personalities, from celebrities like Samuel L. Jackson to political commentators like Joy Reid, followed in their rage, blasting Trump for supposedly tear-gassing peaceful protesters for a photo op, likening him to a fascist and dictator. However, the circumstances of the park's clearing are not without debate and speculation. GOP reporter Neil Augenstein, citing a source who was present, indicated the park was cleared because police were attacked, not for Trump's walk, specifically. U.S. Park Police said that water bottles were thrown at their officers near Lafayette Park. Shortly before the president visited nearby St. John's Episcopal Church, GOP reported. Additionally, U.S. Park Police claim they used smoke canisters, not tear gas, as widely reported. Augenstein noted it's possible another agency used tear gas, in addition to park police using smoke canisters. "Sick, but my source was on the scene, got a dose of smoke, but didn't feel the irritants of tear gas." Philip Wegman, White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics, also reported protesters were warned three times over loudspeaker by Park Service and police to clear the area.